Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Liverpool's Two Ways to Build a Squad by Tom Holmes. Transfers in football often seem reasonably straightforward. Building a squad is easy. You just isolate areas in your squad where you need another player, either because you're a player short or because your strongest player in that area is a weak link in the squad. Then you buy a suitable player. But over the last few years, building a genuine squad has proved problematic for Liverpool. Partly because they've bought poorly, partly because there was a lot of dead wood to shift, and partly because Jurgen Klopp isn't a huge fan of hugely changing his squad in one window. Plus, for the first time in a long time, in 16-17, Liverpool fans could be almost entirely happy with their starting 11. This is one of the strongest teams Liverpool have been able to muster in the Premier League era, and whilst the depth isn't there, a return to the Champions League, along with a plethora of exciting players, means that the priority for this window is twofold: strengthening the defence and building a squad. But as to how to build a squad, well, that isn't as simple as it might appear, as both Liverpool and Spurs have found out in the recent past. Liverpool were undone last season by their lack of depth, and with the Champions League to contend with, they could find themselves fighting on four fronts, playing over 60 games in the process next season. So the simple truth is that they need a squad with more strength in depth. The first part of building a squad is keeping hold of the players that you already have and want. Having spent last summer shifting deadwood, there are very few players left near Liverpool's first team that Jurgen Klopp does not want. Lazar Markovic and Mamadou Sakho are the two main high-profile names that spent last season on loan. Therefore, they represent an opportunity for Liverpool to make a lot of money without weakening the available squad. Some youth players will inevitably be shown the door, with Andre Wisdom gone and the likes of Conor Randall and Kevin Stewart probably leaving too. So in terms of first team players leaving Anfield this summer, there are really two contenders. Alberto Moreno is likely to be moved on. This means that Liverpool need to sign a left back just to break even in that area, one of the weakest areas of their squad. It's entirely plausible that Lucas Leiva is likely to leave, although Felipe Coutinho's move into midfield should largely offset that loss, especially if Ajaria or Guric can break into the first team this year. The main point is that this is the first summer in a long time where Liverpool are unlikely to have significant outgoings. Losing Benteke last summer, Sterling the summer before that, and of course Suarez in 2014. Part of building a squad means keeping largely the same core of 14 or 15 players that you have at your disposal. That is not always as easy as it sounds, even for a club as big as Liverpool, who have probably had to fend off interest for the likes of Phil Coutinho and Emre Can this summer. Which brings us to the point of the article. How do you decide who to bring in, and how many players are required to flesh out and build up a squad? Well, that partly depends on how big the current squad is, and how many young players you're willing to promote from within. Liverpool's squad contains roughly 17 first-team players you would expect to be pushing for starts next season, along with the promotion from within of a handful more. Alexander-Arnold, Gomez, Ward and Woodburn are the most likely to kick on. Realistically, Liverpool need to make 6 signings this season to supplement that first team. And there are, broadly speaking, 2 types of signing that you need to make when building a squad. Those that will start, and those that won't. If that seems obvious, then let me expand. The best way to build a squad is to relegate current starters to squad players. Signing players as good or better than what you have currently available is the perfect way to build a squad, because you can guarantee those coming in the game time that they want, and simultaneously those previously starting will be given assurances that they're good enough to challenge to keep their place. This works even better if the player coming in isn't a direct replacement for anyone, which makes Salah the perfect candidate for this category. Salah is a terrific signing, the kind of player who will walk into Liverpool's starting 11, but isn't a direct replacement for a specific player currently in the side, which means that Liverpool will not necessarily have to worry about keeping anyone specific happy. Another good example of what Liverpool need to do this summer is in the defence. Liverpool simply need to buy a left back and a central defender. By doing so, you turn players such as Dejan Lovren and James Milner, who were guaranteed starters last season, into players who will be fighting for their place, but still get plenty of starts. So you get the benefit of a stronger starting 11 and more depth all in one. The other way to build a squad is to sign players who are happy to come to the club, fully aware that they will not be guaranteed starts. This is something that Liverpool have proven quite bad at in the past few years, because you need to buy players who are good enough to step up if required, and the likes of Aspas, Lambert and Barini have all failed miserably to step up when called upon. There are generally two types of backup player, and they tend to be old or young. The best backups you can buy tend to be young and talented, but happy with limited game time. A good example of someone Liverpool could buy this summer who would fit that description would be Demarai Gray, as Liverpool wouldn't need to or be able to guarantee Gray starts, but he would be a more than capable option to cover on the wings, where Liverpool still have depth problems. One issue with buying depth is when you try to do just that. Buying a player who isn't good enough to start for your team is a tricky game to play, because you need to buy someone who's either young and talented with a good chance of breaking into your 11 soon, or someone who's aware that they aren't as good as the other options and will be happy to sit on the bench. What you don't want to do is buy someone who expects to start regularly for you, but isn't as good as the majority of your options in that area. That's why Michael Keane has gone to Everton, and why Spurs have really struggled to buy a backup to Harry Kane. Young, good, ambitious players will not be happy being a bench warmer. That's why buying a squad player isn't as straightforward as simply buying a squad player. Buying players like Mo Salah and Dom Solanke is easy. They know their place and will be happy with it. Salah is good enough to start for us. Solanke knows that he will have to fight to get near the team. Liverpool also have a relatively simple task when it comes to defence. We know that left-backs and centre-backs who are good enough can comfortably start. But there are areas in our team where it isn't as easy. Right-back? Well, we'd struggle to buy anyone better than Klein, and nobody will come to LFC to sit on the bench there. Defensive midfield? Well, we'd need to buy someone of Naby Keita's class to even consider it. Striker? The fact that we didn't push for Lacazette just shows that Firmino, our new number 9, is our first choice. And wingers? We really need two wing options this window, but Salah and Mane are going to be hard to supplant. So when we look at players linked with the club, we need to ask ourselves two questions. Is that player good enough to start for us? And will that player be happy with that? Because buying bench warmers and keeping them happy isn't as easy as you might think. But above all else, it's a nice feeling, going into a window and not needing to replace a big name, going into a window and not to be talking about all of the players who need to be shifted out. A transfer window that isn't about rebuilding, but actually properly building. Liverpool aren't in transition anymore. They're on an upwards trajectory. They're building a squad. They're buying good players. And as Jurgen Klopp says, we'll have a stronger squad in September than in May. Now, after a long piece like that by Tom, with lots for you to think about in terms of how we're putting our squad together under Jurgen Klopp this summer, I'm not going to say a whole lot because it's been 10 minutes already, which is the average show length. I'm going to once again remind you to please keep your ears peeled, keep your eye on Twitter or wherever it is you get your information about Anfield Index, the website, whatever. For the new AI pod hosted by myself, it's the original show. Just a bit of a shake-up with me taking over as host. Really looking forward to it. That starts next week. More details as I have them.
Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.